Visiting today with Clint Abernathy with the U.S. Truss Cotton Protocol. He's a grower from Altus, Oklahoma. So, Clint, let's start off. I know that the crop progress came out on Monday. We don't really have any cotton planted here in Oklahoma. It's a little bit behind, but of course, the reason I'm guessing in your neck of the woods, just like with us up here in Oklahoma City and Edmond area, is because we don't have any rain. Would that be correct?
Oh, that is correct. We are very dry right now. We normally don't, right in this area, we don't plant in April anyway, but you know, you get into May, that's when it really gets going. But there is absolutely no moisture to work with right now.
So what does that mean going forward? It doesn't look like, I spoke with the state climatologist a couple of weeks ago, and we're still in La Nina, which I feel like we've been in for quite a while. But if we don't get a rain, what does that look like? And then if we do get a little bit of rain, what does that look like for producers?
Well, at this point, you know, as far as the cotton goes, I've heard different strategies. Some are just going to wait a while, maybe till the latter part of May and see what it does. Some may start here in a couple of weeks and just start dry planting. That's actually what we did last year. Go ahead and get it in the ground. That way, if it does rain, it'll have a good start. You know, it looks bleak right now, but we know how quickly that can turn around. Saturday night, it rained 4 inches, not 30, 40 miles east of where I'm at right now. So you just never know. So I think everybody right now is just being really cautious, which they should be. Input costs are so high. You know, don't jump out and spend a lot of money on a maybe right now, you know. So and that's a good plan to have this year. And I think that's what everybody's thinking right now is just kind of wait and see.
Is it problematic if you do wait a little bit later? I mean, what's the latest you can wait?
Well, we can plant irrigated cotton up till June 10th, but you know, we certainly rather have it up and going in May. That's the best case scenario. You know, just as far as what we'll do, we'll just go ahead and plant. You know, I say last year we were kind of in the same boat. We dry planted about all our irrigated cotton last year. And, you know, rains come in and it all worked out. But just getting it planted will be the main thing to do. And I'm sure that'll be done in May.
And I know that sometimes getting it planted is fine. And then you get a huge rain and that becomes a problem, too. So it's, you know, you kind of have to be careful on both ends, right?
You do. And that's just a challenge of farming in Western Oklahoma. You never know what you're going to get. You know, you may get a little half inch shower. You may get a 5 inch flood. So we just have to be ready for either one.
You feel like right now producers are still pretty positive about the price of cotton?
About the price, yes, definitely. The price of cotton is very good, and don't see a lot of reasons for it to change. So we feel like this will hopefully it'll hold out through the end of the year. You know, it's just that problem on the flip side. Our input costs are 2 to 3 times as high as they were last year, so that just increases your risk, and just have to be careful about what we spend.
Well, I know cotton producers are some of the best of really doing more with less. Absolutely.
Well, you just have to adapt. You know, that's what farming's about. You just have to adapt to what you have to work with. And right now it looks bleak, but you know, May and June are our big rain months. So it can change. It can still turn around.
Absolutely. Well, I know that we've got a pretty important deadline coming up on April the 30th with the Truss Protocol. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Yeah. The Truss Protocol, that's just it was put together by the National Cotton Council. This is a program that helps get the message out on what we're doing, you know, as far as farming cotton and our sustainability message. A lot of the brands and retailers and consumers, they're wanting to know. So this is really just an easy way to get on there and just sign up. And just the questions are fairly easy. It doesn't take long to do. And it just gets our message out there that we are sustainable farmers. We do care about the future. We care about the environment. And you know, most of us are family farmers. So of course we care, but we have to be the ones that send that message out, because if somebody else does it, it'll probably be wrong. So this is just a great opportunity and a great program for people to get out and do that. And it's very important to our industry. We cotton industry is very competitive, and we need everybody in the world to know that we're the way we're farming and that we are doing it right.
If producers have not filled out the forms just yet, kind of walk us through the process of exactly what they need to do.
Well, they can just go to the to the website, U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, and they can get in there and start the process. And it's not real hard. You just answer the questions and just, you know, they'll ask what you're doing and how you're doing it, just different areas, and just click in there what you're doing. You know, you don't have to overdo it. Just put in there what you're doing, and it'll grade you at the end. And if you need help, I think that, you know, sometimes you can run into snags. I think there's been a lot of people that have started this process and maybe stopped just because you ran into a little snag or something like that. So you can go to the grower help desk at growers@trustuscotton.org, growers@trustuscotton.org. Or you can do like me and call PCCA out at Lubbock and ask for Bailey, and she will help you get through it. So there's really no reason not to do it. I think it'll be great for our industry. And the deadline is Saturday. So we need to get as many producers involved in it as we can. A lot of the brands and retailers, they're signing up for this, and there's a big demand. There's a big demand for this cotton that's in this protocol, and we need to fill that demand.
Well, I know one of the new things too you have this year is your crop advisors can actually help and assist if you don't have the time to do it, right?
They do. You can authorize your crop consultant to help with it. You can also, if you use the John Deere Operations Center, there's a way to put up at least 40% of the data needed just through that. So there's different ways to do it. But it's not that hard. Anybody can do it. And there possibly could be some revenue, you know, come through this at the end of the year, because, you know, the retailers pay to be on this program, and they're going to try to start distributing that revenue to the producers.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, deadline is on Saturday. So we want all producers to do that. And if you have any help, now you know where to get it. There's really not a reason to not do it at this point, right?
There's really not. You know, it's I've been in it since the start, right? In fact, the first time I signed up for it was in the December of 19. And it's not been difficult. It doesn't take a lot of time. And, you know, what I want to say to producers, it's not one of those gotcha kind of deals. There's nobody out to get you on this. This is just some way for us to communicate what we're doing. And there's nobody going to, you know, try to prove that you're not doing it or anything like that. You just sign up for it. And I think it'll really help our industry.
Well, Clint, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.